You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte and by phone with Michael and Victoria Terra of Terra Cottage Ceramics.
Michael and Victoria, welcome back. It's less than a month until the Lower Town Arts and Music Festival.
Oh, you just had to say it out loud, didn't you?
And you know how we can get at least 3 or 4 months worth of work planned into 3 weeks.
Well, it already looks like it's shaping up. I mean, the music lineup is fantastic, and the artists are just coming back in droves. Tell me what's special about this year, because it looks like it's all done.
Oh, yeah, you know, we're just sitting back, twiddling our thumbs.
Yeah,
oh, you know, in a couple of weeks, it'll just happen.
Yeah. We set up hammocks in the living room, pass us the daiquiri. What happens now in this last 3 weeks when we've got all of the balls in the air and they're juggling and they're looking great is all of the deadlines for all of the printing and all of the pretty stuff that tells you how to get from point A to point B, all of that needs to be made now that the plans are made. So we're scurrying around making sure it all comes together,
mm-hmm.
Now that we know what we're doing.
So this year, what's new? This year, we get to play with the Rotary Club of Paducah. We're very excited.
It's their 100th year anniversary, and in honor of that, they are firing off fireworks on Friday night.
And we've worked with the Paducah Symphony, so there'll be a lull in the music while the fireworks are happening down at the riverfront. And then,
as people are through watching fireworks, we're going to have 6 people costumed in LED-lighted costumes, and they will lead everyone back to the festival.
So they can listen to the features.
I remember giggling the first time I heard about the LED-lit-up people. I think that's so much fun.
Well, we like people to have fun.
Well, that's what it's all about.
It's
the venue, describe the venue generally. The map is at Lower Town Arts and Music. It's lowertownamf.com, but it's a really kind of neat street layout.
It is. A lot of the festivals that you might go to are one long street, and you kind of start at one end or the other, and you kind of wander your way down the street. Because of the neighborhood quality of Lower Town, we're kind of shaped like an H, so nothing is more than a couple of blocks away. And one side of the H is anchored by the Taste of Paducah, which will have 15 different restaurants, and everything from grilled asparagus to seared lamb steaks and barbecue in between. And on the other end of the same street, it's anchored by the Children's Pavilion, which Karen Hammond of
Family Magazine
is heading that up. She does an amazing. They have their own stage and everything. And then going up 7th and 6th. We've got
the beer and wine tent,
the laugh tent,
our second stage,
and we've got the food demo thing from the cooperative extension. We've got all sorts of things going on, and then of course sprinkled like confetti throughout the whole thing are 60 to 70 amazing visual and 3-dimensional artists who have been juried in to this show.
And we have demos again this year. We have Art a la Carte bringing their carts into the festival, and they'll be demoing.
So it's an easy venue to walk. We have the best, this is going to sound funny, but we have the best bathrooms of any show ever, because those million-dollar bathrooms that they have for the quilt show get moved into Lower Town, and we get to use those So it's a pretty wonderful thing.
A little mood music there.
That was my cell phone.
That was amusing. I have to concur with the rating you gave the facilities. Excellent hand washing facilities attendant. So Friday, May 15th from 3 to 10:30. Saturday, May 16th from 10 a.m. to 10:30 p.m.
Yeah.
The Nexus is 7th Street and Madison Street in Paducah. That's where the main stage is? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. And the main stage is, well, all of the stages seem to keep going all of the time.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah.
We want you to, at any moment when you've got that amazing roll-up from Midtown Market or that yogurt topped with stuff from Cece's, when you want to sit down, I want you to listen to something fabulous. So we want to make it easy.
And the fabulous music is regional, regional including St. Louis, Nashville, Kentucky, and it's both very young bands and sort of not so young bands.
Oh yes, there's definitely something for everyone. And I was telling Kate before we started this interview how the Paducah Symphony gives us a CD with a sampling of all the different music that's being played. And my favorite so far is Loot Rock Gang.
Out of St. Louis, acoustic blues, roots,
yeah.
Americana, and dual vocal harmonies.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
we're so very, very lucky.
We are. We so many other festivals, basically, they just kind of say, well, whoever can qualify can come in. And by limiting our festival to being strictly regional, so that the wine, the beer, the art, the music, everybody comes from here to celebrate a place that is so rich with creative energy, creative output, you'd think, oh, I'm limiting myself. We're not limiting ourselves at all. It's astounding.
Yeah.
Well, we're really tickled to see many of the Battle of the Bands competitors and winners in the lineup. Gideon's Rifle, Red Ember, Big Atomic.
Oh, I know.
Drunken Poets, Leonard the Band. We've had the Savage Radley on the station for Live Lunch. So... sounds good to me in that respect. And of course, you've got the wonderful legendary Shack Shakers as a headliner. They are really full of energy these days.
That is true.
For old guys, they're
Paducah Symphony again.
We're the only outdoor venue that the symphony plays in any year, and so it's really amazing to have that. Under the sunlight,
along with the Paducah Symphony Youth Orchestra and Youth Chorus, the Paducah Jazz Ensemble's there.
Yeah.
The McCracken Jazz group is there. It's really quite an offering for the ears, bound to please many from those who want. Like we were giggling about. Paradise Diet being power pop punk out of Nashville.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, right. But it's a lot of indie music that WKMS, of course, is really proud to support. And so you've got that feast of music. And then the artists, you alluded to 2D and 3D, but there's the jewelry and clay work and woodwork and paintings and photography and weaving.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everything, and these are juried folks, right?
Yes.
They are juried.
They are.
We actually hire professional jurors, one out of the Frankfurt-Lexington region and one out of Chicago, who and both of these people have run shows for decades. And so because of our professional relationship with them, being artists ourselves, we were able to get them to agree to jury the artists and let them and tell us what they think of them as they apply for the festival. And the jury scores are up an entire point this year. And these women who are these jurors, they are not they're not easy to please. You know, so the artists that are coming to the table are more impressive than ever. I'm really proud of it.
It's exciting. That is.
Michael and Victoria, we'll be talking about the Lowertown Arts and Music Festival more as the days narrow between then and now. Let's reiterate, though, that 2015 Lowertown Arts and Music Festival, May 15th and 16th, Friday and Saturday. And it's not to be missed. Kentucky State Tourism Bureau has it listed among the top 10 spring festivals in Kentucky. So congratulations, and we look forward to hearing more as the dates draw closer.
Oh, great. Thank you, Kate.
Thanks so much. And thanks for all that WKMS brings to the table.
Yes.
Take care, you two.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.